Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You want to go?
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Empowered Communications with Dr. Pat Allen on LA Talk Radio. We are here tonight with Dr. Pat Allen and Miss Sue Wagner.
Say hello, guys. Hi. Hello. I'm going to give a little bit of advertisement for the WAN Institute, if I may.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, right now we have our Monday, the first Monday of every month in LA. Dr. Allen does her relationship seminar. It's at the Courtyard Marriott. The address is 6333 Bristol Parkway. It's in Culver City. It's from 7 to 8:30, $10. And then the first Wednesday is in Orange County, the Newport Beach Community Center. And that address is 100 Civic Center Drive. And it's from 7 to 8:30, and it's $5. And we also have some one-day seminars. We've got our continuing life script classes. Right now, the next available one is April 22nd, Saturday, from 9 to 4. They're $150 for a class. It's limited to 6 people. I will be adding some more for May and June. And then we do have a Getting to I Do class. We have one coming up this Saturday. It is full, and I'll be adding some more of those classes. We have a dream class available. I have Saturday, April 29th. It's dream interpretation. Limited to 6 people. You can write down your dreams and bring them in, and Dr. Allen will help you interpret them and tell you what they mean, what's going on in your life. And starting in a couple months, I'm going to be adding a couples seminar. It'll be limited to 3 couples, 6 people, and Dr. Allen will do her stuff with couples as far as negotiating contracts, time, space, money, and sex, and all the things that you don't have to be married. It's just couples, and it'll be either what did you say?
Straight, gay, or lesbian.
Yeah, and you don't have to be married, just as
and
a couple.
And it's going to be based on my second book, the big one, which is Staying Married or Mated, Mated or Married, and Loving It.
And then we do have an update on the book. It's A Man's World in a Woman's Universe. It should be available for sale in about 2 weeks. You can purchase it through our website, www.wantistore.com. It's available on Hay House. It's also available in Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. I believe the price is $11.99, but I'm not exactly sure about it. That's what they kind of quoted me. So we'll have more update. And if you're on our newsletter, if you want to be on our newsletter, go to www.drpatallen.com, DrPatAllen. Put your name on our email. We send out a monthly newsletter. You'll get all the update on everything that we have going on and when her new book will be coming out and any other offers we have going on. With that, we're next Thursday after the radio show, we have a live webinar. It's $10. You can register. What we do is Dr. Allen works with 6 to 7 ladies on the internet or on the telephone. You log in and she'll answer your questions. I do have 3 spots open to be in the hot seat. You can register at www.wantistore.com under live webinars. And I will send you the invitation once you're registered. And all you have to do is send me whether you want to be in the hot seat. And you can also email me questions if you don't want to be live on the webinar. I'll read your question to Dr. Allen as well. I think that's it for me. Go ahead, guys.
All right, and where can they find information on signing up for those classes?
The classes, seminars, all the information for sign up and our material that we sell is www.wantistore.com. Oh, you have a caller.
Hi, caller. Okay. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
So I actually had emailed you last summer, and you had read my email on the show, and the email was essentially asking about, you know, at the time, me and my boyfriend were breaking up, and my question was kind of based around, like, what do I do? Because we were still living together, but we weren't together. And so anyhow, your response was that he needs 8 weeks to ruminate. And so now the same thing is happening, and we're broken up. We still live together. He is moving out. He actually moves out next week. But he is still very, I can tell he's still conflicted, and there are still feelings. It's been really hard on the both of us. So my question really was that 8 week rumination period, because he never got that before. We ended up getting back together within a couple weeks of that email. So does the 8 week rumination period start when we broke up, which was at the beginning of the month, or does that start once he moves out?
No, it's when you decide that you are no longer a couple. You have a verbal agreement that you're not a couple anymore.
Okay.
It's very painful to be around somebody that you've broken up with. He's your housemate. He used to be your partner, but now he's your, does he pay rent?
He does, yes.
Well, then he's your tenant. Is it your place or his?
It's mine.
Okay, then he is your tenant and you treat him with respect, but not on the same level as you would as if he was your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's moving out when?
And I guess it's a follow-up next week.
Okay. Well, that's normal. What's the follow-up?
My follow-up question is, when would be a good time for me to move on? Because, like, I still
not until he's out of your house.
He doesn't.
Any man that you date will find out he's in your house, and that will be the end of that potential.
I'm just worried that I'm going to be, I'm kind of worried that I'm going to be holding on to false hope after he moves out.
You have the right to not flirt 5 minutes a day, date three men. You have the right not to follow the directions that I give you. But then you can't complain about being alone. If you want to be a weeping widow for a while, just decide how long you're willing to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't do anything in front of him.
Right. And I hadn't planned to.
Now, you both want to be split up, or he does? Who wants this?
It's more on he does. It's more on him. I have been trying to work things out, but he just doesn't want to.
All right. Mm-mm. Well, once he moves out, that's when the clock will start for 8 weeks, living without you at all.
Okay.
So
it is after he moves out then.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
then
thank you so much.
Start flirting and dating and dancing and doing whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. I love
it. It's amazing how your job title changes. 1 minute you're there as lovers and partners and girlfriend, boyfriend, and the next minute you're landlord and tenant.
It is amazing how things change, isn't it?
It's perception.
Yes. Well, we're in the top of our show here. We have lots of time to take calls. I'd like to invite anybody listening right now to call in with a question. The phone number is 323-203-0815, and we would love to hear from you.
I could have a question that somebody wrote in if we
could
take a question.
Awesome, let's do it.
Okay, it's a finance question. How do you handle finances during retirement when one person has saved significantly more than the other over their working years?
Well, if you're married, are these people married?
I don't
married?
Know if they're married. It doesn't really say married.
Whatever you've done while you were in your household together, why would you change it?
Okay, and then it says, if my boyfriend has a significant amount in retirement and savings, should we get a prenup before we get married? I don't have any assets. That kind of answered the first question.
Yeah, she wants a prenup to know what she's going to get in case of a divorce.
Yeah, because he had the significant amount in the retirement.
Most people that have a significant amount want a prenup.
Okay. Because she doesn't have any assets. If I inherit a large amount of money, such as someone died and left me money during our marriage, is that my money or does it become our money?
It's your money unless you put it in a joint account. That's a very, very sensitive question. Do not mix your money that you inherit from anybody with your marital money because it becomes community property then.
Okay, then she says, does he have a right to it? But I think
that's
you answered
right.
It. We are planning to contribute the same percentage of money for bills, etc. When it comes to finances, is he makes more money than I do?
That's dollar for dollar. There's two ways that I've been successfully helping people do. It's one is $1 for $1, even if somebody has a lot more money. That person might choose to pay for trips or might just save it for retirement. The other facet of this money deal is percentage. In other words,
hello?
If he makes $50,000
and
you make $25,000, then it's 2-1. So it's percentage or equal.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Did you have a question?
Hi, yes. I have been working with Dr. Pal for a couple of years, and I am happily married right now, but I have a question in specific to my relation with my sister, and I wanted to know what Pat would say about it.
Well, I'll tell you as soon as I know what you're having with your sister.
So, the only reason I'm keeping her in my life is because she just had a baby, and I see the baby once a week for 2 hours, but the price that I have to pay is that she always will find how to say the things that she knows how to say to make me, to play with my brain, make me feel uncomfortable, and I cannot change that. However, that's impacting my marriage because I become depressed and irritable, and that's not the wife that I want to be when my husband comes home.
So what I'm hearing is your sister's more important than your husband.
The baby will be.
No, the
I
baby
guess.
Doesn't belong to you. If you're going to use the baby as a reason to cause yourself trouble with your husband, don't do it. Go have a baby by yourself with him.
Oh, yes, that's what I want to do. And I have been just in a lot of pain because it's every week, you know?
So I've got news for you. Stop visiting your baby.
Okay. Got it.
You can't do both.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain and I just
well then
can't do those.
Decide whether you want to be a sister or a wife.
I want to be a wife.
Then be a wife and go get your own baby.
And what do I say to her? And what do I say to her?
You say, it's too unpleasant to visit you, so I won't be doing that anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
So she says, I won't see you the rest of your life when I say when the holidays or whatever.
Until I'm comfortable.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Good. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Do we have another caller?
I think we might. He was just flagging me. No, we don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do we have somebody out there that wants to talk to me?
Yes, if you called a few moments ago and you didn't get through, we would love for you to call back. Meanwhile, Dr. Allen, what was it you were saying about the percentages of finances?
There's two ways that I've seen that money gets handled best when both people are making money. One is dollar for dollar. Even if one person makes a lot more, they live at the level that the lesser person can handle. That's dollar for dollar. And the one with more money might pay for extras and bonuses and trips and things. Then there's the other system, which is percentage. If you set aside 55% of both of your incomes, you're both taking money out of your income at the same percentage, but it'll be more dollars for one person than the other, but it won't be a different percentage. So with that in mind, you're both putting in as much as you can equally, percentage-wise, but not dollar-wise. So there's more money in the kitty.
Right, makes sense.
But there's money both ways, because one way is bonus money, and the other way is payment money for what you're living with.
Understood. It looks like we have a caller.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Did you have a question?
I do. Thank you. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, a guy was dating me and broke up with me about 7 months ago.
What for?
He didn't tell me. He said I violated his trust, but he wouldn't talk to me.
So okay. He wasn't willing to honestly tell you. Well, that's not very sensitive, but that's his business.
It's true. And now he's emailed me last night and wants to be my friend, which, you know, could be more. But I just want
to
know.
What do you mean? Oh, he wants to be your friend? No, no, no. Lovers can't be friends till they're lovers with new people.
I know. I have a
no. How long has it been since you were together?
7 months.
7 months. So
yeah.
He probably went out and had another relationship, and now he wants you back.
Probably, but my question for you is:
what's your question?
I'm afraid that he's what you call a loser. You know, someone who doesn't keep his agreements.
Well, I understand. I hear that he said goodbye to you. That isn't losing. That's him saying, I don't want you.
Yeah, he did that, but we did have agreements, all kinds of agreements. You know, like we had a contract between us where we would actually talk to each other and tell each other what was going on, and he just didn't do that. He just
all right,
left.
So what you're saying is he didn't communicate as if he was in a relationship.
Yes.
And remember, beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank, making money, a doctor's office, being healthy, and every single relationship, especially the love affairs you have. So what you're saying is he did not keep his agreement to be a straightforward communicator, even when you were splitting up. So you have every right to be afraid of his not making and keeping agreements, which means he does not know how to make love to somebody and keep an agreement.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just.
So do you want to tell him that?
Do you think that's the best thing for me to do? Because.
Well, what you say is, I cannot be friends with you because I still have feelings for you. Is that a correct statement?
It is. I'm the one who reached out about 8.5 weeks ago and said, you know.
Okay, you reached out?
Well, I reached out over Christmas and he responded, and then I responded, and I was talking to you at the time and basically said, I hope you come back, right? And that was it.
He said that, or you said that?
I said that, and then he said, I'll keep you posted. And then
so he did post you.
Yes, he posted me last night.
You chased him, and he thinks he's going to get a freebie.
Yeah, it was not free for me. It was painful.
I know that, but you offered him a freebie.
You mean when I... Well, I sent him a...
When you reached out to him,
yeah, I
signaled him that you were going to accept that he had rejected you, not very cleanly, but he did reject you, and you were going to offer him a free deal, which would get you abused even more.
Yeah, I don't want to be abused anymore.
Then would you agree to having a relationship with him under commitment?
Yeah, under commitment, sure. Although we were committed, and each time we were committed, because he broke up with me several times, he would run away.
Committed engagement-wise?
No, we were not engaged.
Then do you see him as a husband material?
I would if he didn't continue to run away, which is his pattern.
Why not get engaged and put an announcement in the newspaper and meet his family as his fiancé?
Oh, I've met his family.
What?
I've already met his family.
Okay. Have you got an engagement ring?
No, because we haven't spoken to each other other than...
I've got news for you. He asked to see you. And you say to him, I'd be more than willing to meet you at Tiffany's, Best Buy's, or Costco's.
Yeah, he's just saying, I'm open to being friends. And you're saying...
You offered him a friendship when you chased him.
I didn't offer him a friendship. I said, I hope you come back.
Offer.
I said, I hope you change your mind and come back. But I meant as my lover.
That's you pursuing him.
I did this talking to you. That was your advice.
I understand that. I hope you come back. He came back, dear. Are you going to tell him, I'd love to get back together engaged?
Okay.
Remember, if you don't buy the membership to the gym when it's on sale, you have to pay full price later.
Okay, I love you, Dr. Pat. You're such a great shooter.
My want for you is to say I'd love to get back together again with you as in your fiancé.
Wow, okay.
See what he says to that one.
I bet he flies away again.
I got news for you. Maybe he's never been here. Why not find out if he's interested in a long-term relationship?
Yeah. Okay. Again, I'll report back.
No laundry. What?
What did you say? What was that last thing you said?
No ticky, no laundry. Have him put something. You know, you can't buy a house unless you get into escrow.
Yes, exactly.
So I don't think I'd go back to him with him, freebie or not, unless there was a significant commitment called an engagement, which has no legal deal. It simply says you're taken and you're working towards marriage.
Yeah, because I don't want to be there and smell him. What?
Why don't you do that?
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck.
I'll report back. Thank you.
Good.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, caller. All right. Well, again, our number here, if you want to get a hold of us, is 323-203-0815. We're waiting to hear from you. Meanwhile,
hello.
Sue, do you Well, hello, caller. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks to, this great system, Dr. Pat Allen, I'm happily engaged. I have moved to a smaller town with my fiance. I left my crazy career and simplified my life. I wanted to ask about the negotiation process.
About the what?
the negotiation process.
Okay, time, space, money, yeah. and play.
Yes, exactly. So right now, it's about money because I'm in school to become a preschool teacher, but I'm not working and I really like it. And now I'm like, oh, you know, he's like, what are you going to do for the summer? Are you going to get a job? And I'm like, well, you know, I kind of like planning the wedding and I'm enjoying going to school, but I don't want to be pressured to bring in a lot of income. He does pretty well. And
darling, when did you grow balls?
I know. I chopped them off so I could get married.
Well, then why don't you leave them in the refrigerator?
I know.
What I'm hearing is you're betraying the contract. You said you would respect him. And I say, unless he asks you to do something immoral, unethical, or illegal, you respect him. What's wrong with you getting employment for the summer? Tell me what's wrong with that.
Nothing. I'm just controlling.
I understand that. Look, if you want to stay married to a man who wants to be respected, you have to respect him.
Okay. Okay, I can do that.
Well, do it.
I will. Oh, and can I ask one more thing?
Yes.
And I know that it's probably common, but I feel like I'm losing a lot of my girlfriends now that I'm getting married. They're dropping like flies.
I've got news for you. Are they single or married?
Yeah, they're single. Most of them are, you know,
why
single
would you
or
play
not
with
in a
single
happy...
women?
What's that?
Why are you going to play with single women? You're not compatible with them.
Yeah, I can tell now that they're all leaving. I mean, I left, you know, but yeah.
Well, why don't you divorce him and go and be a girlfriend?
No. I'll stick to the plan.
I want you to know compatibility includes girlfriends. What are you going to do on Friday night when they want to go dancing and you're married?
Yeah, exactly. So it's more about finding people now that are married or are.
What church do you go to?
I don't go to any specific church, but I do have groups that I go to.
Well, churches are where families go.
I like that. And he isn't in. I'm very into spiritual practice, and he isn't. So I don't know how that would work.
He will go where you're going if you go there.
Okay.
The person who carries the most yin spiritual energy sets the spiritual tone.
Okay.
All right?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, caller.
Good. Thank you. Bye.
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 All right. Some good calls tonight.
Oh.
And we got another one.
So?
Caller?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. You got a question for us?
I do. Yes. Gosh, that was quick. I just called. yes, I have a question. It may be a strange one, but I just had so many mixed feelings about it. There have been, I don't know if you guys heard about it, there's been a little statue that someone put in New York. It's called Fearless Girl. And they placed it right in front of the New York Bull. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Not sure I've heard of it. You said it was in front of the New York Bull?
Yeah, so there's a statue of a bull in New York, and it represents the unstoppable, aggressive stock market.
Oh, so very, very I know. Cool. Yeah. Yes, okay. Yes. The bull and the bear.
A bull
gotcha.
Market. Yeah.
Yes.
That's an old
and then,
symbol.
I don't think it's the bull and the bear. No. It's just the bull. It's right by somewhere by Stock Exchange in New York.
Gotcha. Right. So, yeah.
And then the fearless girl is a statue of a little girl, and she's kind of, she's got her hands to her sides, and she's standing right, almost right in front of him. kind of representing the fearlessness of girls, which I mean, it's a little unnatural, but I wondered, what are your thoughts on that? Because that's exactly what's, you know, happening now, I think, where women are trying to become more like men, and it's you know, all this feminism,
you know,
that you can now buy.
Uh-huh. I'm finding in the women's marches, the lack of violence, I think women are becoming empowered as women who say no to immoral, unethical, illegal behavior. I think that's wonderful. In the women's lib era, way back when, women were fighting for more, better, different jobs, money, whatever. That's not what women are squeaking about today. Today they're saying, we don't like war. We don't like hostility. We want good families and lives. We don't want this. You know, they said not one woman was arrested during that first spontaneous march. And
oh,
I was
proud
of that.
That's wonderful.
What?
I was really impressed by that.
And I want to remind everybody who's listening of Aristophanes' play called Lysistrata. It's about the woman during the Trojan Wars who didn't like the wars. So the story goes, they got together and decided that they would cut back on cooking, they would cut back on sex, they would cut back on housekeeping and see how long the men would handle life without a woman's touch. So somewhere deep inside of me, I'm very happy with women starting to stand up about integrity, stop fighting, be kind to especially women, children. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's different ways for women to become strong. One is masculine, money, power, and prestige. That's the original women's lib movement. And the other one is passive, patient, and vulnerable as women with the ability to withhold their special favor for the men that they love. To stop fighting. Do you see?
I do. Interesting. It just, I was looking at that statue and made me uncomfortable because I think from my maternal side, because here is this humongous bull that looks like he's about ready to charge, and then there's this tiny statue of a child.
So that's exactly right. And that's all about it. The truth of the matter is, men are warriors, and their job is to protect. Here's the pledge that I ask men to take. I promise to give, protect, and cherish women, kids, animals, and the planet, even when they're illogical, irrational, and often irritating. So help me God. That's what cherishing is. And here's what respect is. If you women want to raise your hands, do so. I promise to respect the men I love, father, brother, son, lover, boyfriend, husband. I promise to respect the men I love, even when I know I'm smarter and could do it better. Furthermore, I promise to keep my yang mouth shut unless I have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer first.
Now, keep your mouth shut is wonderful.
That's what I want.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your opinions. This has been
very
interesting. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, caller. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
If we don't have any callers, I just want to remind next Thursday at 6:15 after the radio show, Pat will be doing a live webinar. People call in. They're all in a big group on your phone or computer. And I open the mic to one person, and Dr. Allen works kind of like on the radio here, and we'll answer your questions. And then everybody will get the recording of the night's seminar as well. And it's for registration. Go to www.wantistore.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Sue. All right. I have a question here from one of our online sources. It's actually from a gentleman, and he says that he's having some trouble with his girlfriend because he is having a hard time communicating to her his support for, let's see, he says, I support her in her endeavors to lose weight, and she in turn was supposed to support me in my endeavor to quit smoking and start exercising. But when it came time to actually do the deed, she acted like she was offended by the entire notion that I was supporting her weight loss campaign when it was her idea to begin with. I think she's beautiful regardless of her weight, and I don't understand what exactly I did wrong. Can you help me?
Well, first of all, you may have buried the wrong woman who really is a man. Remember, men pick their women for healthiness, and they see that healthiness with their eyes. And weight and obesity and smoking are all destructive processes. So what she's saying is, you will be my little boy and you will stop smoking. I'm your mama, but she will not be your woman. So you got a problem, sir. I think you've got a man and a woman's body who doesn't believe that you have the power or the balls or the rights to having a sexually healthy and beautiful woman. Now, at one time in my life, I weighed 205 pounds. And that husband divorced me. And I know it wasn't just about being fat. I was also an alcoholic. But most of all, I really was not respectful. Men need to be respected. When you make an agreement with a man and you betray him by not keeping it, he could die of that. They're doing research on the Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack, which is a heart that's healthy when betrayed by someone you love. It's called the broken heart syndrome. You can look it up on your Google. The lower chamber fills with fluid in a healthy heart, and it triggers a heart attack. I'm speaking to any women that are on this phone. Please remember the Harvard study test. Why do men marry? Why do they mate? They found out 2/3 of men mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. 1/3 of men marry and mate for status, I'm her husband, she's rich, or financial stability. 2/3 of women mate and marry for status and security. And they pick men with money who can afford to raise a family. 1/3 of women mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. They're called cougars. And they often are older women who have younger men for sex. The book on this is The Evolution of Desire by David Buss, B-U-S-S. So, dear sir, your woman is disrespecting the contract, which means she's a better man and a bigger power source in your marriage than you are. So do yourself a favor and tell her, I will put up with this disrespect as long as I can, then I'm going to leave you. Got it?
Got it. That makes sense. All right. Well, if you're listening right now, I hope that you were able to get a little bit of a lesson out of what she had to say to you. And in the meantime, Sue, do you have any more questions on your end?
I'm pretty good. I think the only thing I want to say is that I know there's a lot of people out there that are not around Dr. Allen's office. Dr. Allen does do phone appointments. If you want information or you have any questions, we don't do email questions as far as therapy, but you can contact me if you want information on how to set something up, an appointment up with Dr. Allen at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. And don't forget, the book will be coming out. We won't be able to ship it internationally, but you might be able to get it through Hay House or Amazon. They may be able to ship it internationally. And I don't believe it's out on audio. That may be coming later, but it is going to be in a soft book, and it might be in a hardcover too. That's it for me.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's see. I'm looking through my list here for some more. Are you there? Okay, let's see. I want some questions. Just in case you need it again, the number for us here at the studio is 323-203-0815, and we are ready to answer your questions for a little while longer. Call us up.
Where are you?
I think we have 5 more minutes.
I know.
We do. All right, let's see here. I have a question from somebody on the internet. They want to know.
Call someone.
They are asking, can you explain what you mean by seduce with guilt? Hello?
What's up?
She just asked you a question.
Yeah. I didn't hear the question.
Go ahead. Oh, Sarah, repeat it. She didn't hear you.
Hi, I have an instant message here with somebody who wants to know what it means when you say seduce with guilt.
I'm not hearing.
Wait, I think she...
It's an email.
Okay. What is this?
They want to know from the internet what it means when you say seduce with guilt.
Wait a minute. What do they mean by what? The phone is...
Seduce with guilt.
When I say seduced with guilt...
No. Can you hear me? There's a person emailed. What does it mean when you say the person is seducing somebody with guilt?
Okay.
Explain what that meaning is.
What that means is there's 3 ways to communicate with human beings. One is to intimidate them with fear. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to leave you. Now, intimidation, when it's between 2 people, 2 men, 2 women, a man and a woman, who want to equally be powerful, is nothing more than equality. Equal communication, I think, I want, I feel, I don't want, makes money for me and makes no marriage for you. Seduction is guilt-ridden. How can you, like the last question about weight, why would you pick me or not pick me because I'm overweight? And for a man, scientists have already studied that men are very, very attracted to healthy females because they want their babies to be healthy. So when a woman fights a man over weight, what she's saying is, I want to be sickly. I want you to feel guilty for not wanting me fat or thin. like it's a bad thing. You will notice they've done research that a man who makes money to pay for his family very, very regularly has a wife who's in shape. And the wife who's in shape indicates her stability and security by being with a man who provides a good life for her. So this is the way it is. Men marry for sexual stability. Women marry for financial stability. So seduction is, I want you to love me when I'm not being good to you. I don't want you to love me just because I'm being good. I want you to love me when I'm being bad. And that, my friend, is loving somebody better than yourself, which is horribly ill.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here if I can find another question.
Okay.
Let's see here. All right, I have one here from somebody who says, I've tried and tried to think about your teachings when I get into a debate or an argument with my partner, but sometimes he says things that upset me to the point where I lose track of my communication skills and just lash out in anger. I feel like this is permanently damaging our relationship, and it proves to be true when we get into later arguments and things that I thought we had forgiven and apparently not forgotten get brought up again. Have I ruined this beyond repair? This is from one of our, this is from a gentleman who's gay. So his partner is also a man.
I want you to understand that the top man and the bottom man and the butch and the femme are nothing different than the yin and the yang. Every intimate relationship needs a yin and a yang. Two yins just stand there staring at each other, waiting for somebody to come along and take care of them. Two yangs fight it out, fight it out, fight it out. I need, straight, gay, or lesbian, one yin person and one yang person who communicates from that position. If I don't have it, lawyers get it, and you pay a lot for the divorce you have to buy. So, you know, there's an old saying, stay on the right side of the yellow line in America, drive on the left side in England, or you die. And I'm saying the same thing. The book on this is The Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee. So it's all quantum physics, Chinese quantum physics, and Einstein's. So it's energy, positive and negative. There's nothing in the world but energy.
Got it. Okay. So as to the communication breakdown that they've been having where he has the, apparently he loses his temper, what can you offer him for advice on that?
Unless he has to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, go to the bathroom or take a walk or go to the movies.
Okay.
You can't fight. You cannot fight with a hedonist that's narcissistic and selfish. You can't fight with them. They can lie. They can cheat. They can steal. They can hurt you. The secret is they have a right to be hedonistic, and you have a right to go to the bathroom and not fight with them.
Okay, so the best course of action is always to walk away and, you know, bite your tongue. I think that the old proverb said that
unless you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer.
Right. Evil words swallowed never hurt anybody's stomach.
Right.
So just keep those words to yourself, even in the face of those sort of words coming at you from the other side.
nobody stops anyone from going to the bathroom, and bathrooms have locks.
This is true.
And you'll die of water deprivation a lot faster than food. And in the bathroom, at least you have the toilet and water.
Yeah, plenty of water in there. All right, maybe start keeping some granola bars in the bathroom just in case.
And a radio for music.
Exactly.
And
just in case they want to talk through the door.
Stack your towels in there so you can put them in the bathtub.
Yeah, a little pillow. All right, awesome.
Okay, it's a safe room.
Yes, the timeout zone.
Yep.
All right, wonderful.
Are we out of time?
It looks like we are out of time for tonight.
Okay.
But we have enjoyed talking to everyone out there, and we hope that you will all join us again
next Thursday.
It is Thursday, 5 o'clock.
You were cutting out there, Dr. Allen? I was just going to carry it over.
Oh, good. Thank you.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Good night, everybody. And don't forget, if you want to join the webinar, go on and sign up.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.